Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And then we head to Australia, where Brad Foster is standing by. Hi there, Brad.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
Good. Well, it was a bit of a dark conversation last week on the heels of that stabbing in Sydney. And then, yep, of course, a few days after that, there was a stabbing of a priest in a church. How's everyone feeling? No doubt still a wee bit shaky.
Yeah, we are, Jesse. It was certainly a challenging week, and I've got to say there's understandably a heightened sense of concern over safety for people, particularly following these two events and the fact that there were knives involved in both. I believe the police are getting more calls of concern if people see something that they don't think is right. Now, in regard to the multiple deaths at the Bondi Shopping Centre, there was a very nice vigil held on Sunday night, attended by hundreds of people, including the Prime Minister, in relation to the stabbing of the Bishop at the Assyrian Orthodox Church. That was in Sydney's west. And the following riot, it resulted in damage of 30 police cars and injuries to police officers. There have been two arrests in relation to that already, and police have been combing through footage to identify offenders, and there will certainly be more, and I expect those to happen this week, Jesse. Now, many of those people who gathered outside the church and were demanding the young man who is alleged to have stabbed the priest be brought outside apparently had no connection with the church. Authorities say they were there simply to cause trouble.
Right.
And one of the most concerning things to come out of this is the power of social media platforms. You're probably aware that church service was live streamed, and people saw, if they were watching, the priest being stabbed. And there was follow-up footage which the government has asked to be taken down. And yesterday, or last night actually, the Australian Federal Court ordered Elon Musk's ex to hide posts containing videos of the stabbing. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, had already complied prior to the court order, but X said that they weren't going to do it, and the authorities had to go to federal court to make that happen. So definitely a challenging week, Jesse, and we head towards Anzac Day this Thursday, which is generally a day of reflection, and I hope that we all take a moment to reflect on the kind of country we want to be living in, and these things don't continue to happen.
Well, we're feeling for you, and of course that will bring back memories for some New Zealanders about the mosque attacks and the fact that was live streamed.
Yeah.
It seems that Facebook may have learned some lessons since then, but sorry to hear it's been such a struggle with X, formerly Twitter. Now, you also spotted a story that Wallace was talking about last night. A comedian at a Melbourne Comedy Festival show on the weekend who possibly reacted badly to what was obviously a challenging situation.
Yeah, this was the comedian Arj Barker. He's an American, but he's been here in Australia for as long as I can remember. He was doing his set when he saw and heard a baby in the crowd, and he eventually asked the mum whether she would leave with the baby. Now, he said yesterday that the show was clearly advertised as strictly 15 plus and that the seven-month-old was disrupting the performance. And he said, on behalf of the other 700 people there who have paid to see the gig, I politely told her the baby couldn't stay. And now that decision, I don't know what Wallace's thoughts were, but it's divided the nation, with some people saying he had every right to ask her to leave and others saying that he had no right. And if the baby wasn't being disruptive, which it wasn't, then what was the problem? And I recall that you might have done a bit of stand-up in your time, Jesse, and have you ever had a baby in the audience? And how would you react?
Never a baby, but any distraction is an enemy. This is what I was saying to Wallace last night, who felt that this comedian was being too precious. He should have just got on with it and told some jokes. But I will say it's a fine chemistry in a stand-up venue, and everything really has to be perfect in order for the comedy to work. And anything which is distracting people, I mean, a baby's one thing, but a loud laugher or someone talking yeah. or a noisy cash register, it will really ruin the show. So, yeah, I don't think I could ever endorse someone making a mum with a baby in a public place feel bad for her decision, but I can see it from his point of view.
Yeah, well, I was talking to my wife about it last night, and she's a mum of two older boys now, but she said it wasn't a place that she felt she would go to with a baby, and she thought most mums would feel the same way. And then she said she had plenty of time to go to things before they were born or when we organised a babysitter, and there'd been plenty of times to do so since. So I guess I can see both sides of the argument, but I don't think there'll be many mums taking their babies to comedy shows, especially if Arj Parker's on stage in the next little while. And I don't know how you do stand-up comedy anyway. Anyone in the crowd would put me off.
It's a real, I think it's a real first baby thing. When we've got four now, but when we first had Hazel, we were like, right, we're going to get back and reclaim our lives. We're going to go out to dinner just like we always did. We're going to go to festivals and we're going to go and do things, and the baby's just going to fit in with us. And then actually by the time the reality. Second one came around, we were like, actually, there's something nice about hibernating for a few months and accepting that this is the new normal. So I don't know. I wouldn't tell anyone else how to do it, but that was my experience.
No, that's right.
Anything else happening in your part of the world?
Well, plenty happening. The good news, the little nine-month-old baby who was stabbed in the Bondi shopping centre tragedy has been released from hospital. Great news. Now, I mentioned Molly the Magpie a few weeks ago that was taken away from the Queensland house where the family had raised it after they found it. Well, Molly is back. She's back with her best friend, Peggy the Staffy. The couple who were looking after Molly have got the required paperwork that the Queensland Wildlife people require, and apparently she's having a great time. They're leaving the door open so Molly can fly off whenever she likes, but she hasn't done so
yet.
She's
choosing to stay, it's a good sign.
Yeah. Now, the woman at the centre of the mushroom meal that killed three people, she was in court yesterday. The next mention of that case is in court on May the 7th. And as I mentioned earlier, Australia celebrates Anzac Day, and I'm sure you do too this Thursday. We have the traditional dawn service at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, which this year is being held on a brand new parade ground. So I'll be probably getting up early to watch that, Jesse, or maybe even going into town and watching the march in the city.
Thank you, Brad. Great to chat to you as always.
Jesse.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.